Are we in the beginning stages of another tech bubble?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, happy Friday, I'm Steve Chiotakis. The stock price for LinkedIn is up more than 8% in trading today at about $102 a share. That's after LinkedIn went public yesterday and its stock surged quickly to twice the initial value. And that's led to some concerns about a tech bubble forming. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers told an audience in Shanghai the fast rise could spell trouble down the road. Josh Bernoff is with Forrester Research in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He's with us now to talk about it. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
So as far as LinkedIn goes, are we seeing the seeds of a new tech bubble with that?
Well, I certainly think that there's a lot more exuberance around this offering than you might expect based on the company's prospects.
You're saying prospects, of course, they only made like $15 million last year, but here's a company that's valued on paper at least at close to $9 billion today, right?
That's right. They have the chance to grow, especially internationally. They are the dominant social network when it comes to business interactions. And there's certainly the opportunity for them to get more money from marketers for things like advertising. But this is not going to be the next Facebook. And I think people who weren't willing to wait in line to get Facebook stock may have put their money into LinkedIn instead.
You bring up Facebook and, you know, a lot of these social networking companies, Facebook, Twitter, they do have streams of revenue. And there are millions of internet users, certainly many more than there were back in the 90s. I mean, how do we look at that?
I do think that we are seeing now in all of these social sites enormous ability to get people involved and for marketers to potentially reach them. So this is really exciting. It's just that there are limits to how much such a company could be worth.
I mean, would you use the word overvaluation?
We don't assess valuations here at Forrester, but I certainly would use the words irrational exuberance.
That's a Greenspan term, right? From like 10, 15 years ago.
Yes, it is. And, you know, he was referring to people who've taken leave of their senses when it comes to how much stocks are worth. And I think that certainly here when we look at LinkedIn, it would be a good idea to realistically assess how this dominant company can be valued.
Josh Bernoff with Forrester Research joining us this morning. Josh, thanks.
Thanks very much.
The nation's biggest bookstore retailer could get a new owner soon. Barnes & Noble has been struggling to find its place in the electronic landscape, but Liberty Media has offered slightly more than $1 billion to buy the chain. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The bricks-and-mortar part of the bookstore business, actual stores selling actual books, has been on the rocks. Blame the recession and fierce competition from downloadable e-books. Borders went belly up recently, and Barnes & Noble's been looking for a buyer. Enter Liberty Media. It has a hand in everything from the QVC home shopping network to e-commerce sites like Expedia. What it doesn't have much of is stores or books, says Stacy Kramer of Paid Content.
Where I see the connection is between e-commerce and media, having a combination of bricks and mortar that brings in traffic on a daily basis and e-commerce and digital entertainment that can be delivered without a storefront.
Barnes & Noble's gotten good at delivering books without storefronts, with its Nook e-reader running on Android. It'll ultimately deliver everything from games to video to ads. Rupert Goodwins is editor of ZDNet.
Books are joining the rest of the electronic publishing world, and there'll be just another way to take content and present it. The idea of it being a separate sort of ivory tower on the hill we have to go through publishers and printers is disappearing quite quickly.
The question is, will bookstores, Barnes & Noble has nearly 1,500 of them, go the way of the dodo in this digital evolution? I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
By the way, Barnes & Noble will introduce its newest version of the Nook e-reader coming up on Tuesday. Let's do the numbers. Markets are off more than 0.5% across the board this morning. The Dow down 80 points, about 0.6% at 12,524. Global stocks are mixed. TEPCO, or Tokyo Electric Power, reported today a $15 billion loss for its last fiscal quarter, for its fiscal year, I should say. TEPCO's president also announced he's stepping down because of the radioactive mess at the Fukushima nuclear plant.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at Manta.com.
There is a big retail real estate convention this weekend in Las Vegas. During the recession, shoppers abandoned malls for online deals and discount shops. But now the mall seems to be making a comeback. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports.
The International Council of Shopping Centers says people are spending more at the mall, 3% more than last year. Ben Fox is a retail real estate broker with Massey Knackel Realty Services. He says the hottest topic at the shopping center conference this year will be how many people actually show up.
2 years ago, you could roll a bowling ball down the central hall.
Attendance has rebounded, but still isn't back to pre-recession levels. And Fox says that pretty much sums up the state of retail leasing. His deals are up, but he admits that internet shopping has stolen some of the mall's luster.
It accounts for a growing number of sales. But at the end of the day, people enjoy the socialization of going to the mall.
Fox says retailers, though, have actually turned to the internet, too, using exclusive online deals and mobile coupon apps to attract in-store shoppers. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And finally, Robert Spearing and his wife traveled to Chicago from Ontario, Canada, to see Oprah Winfrey's star-studded farewell spectacular. But they didn't have tickets to the event. Spearing thought he could buy tickets from a scalper outside the United Center in Chicago, where the whole thing was going on. But when that plan failed, he tried something else, like telling police he'd been robbed of Oprah tickets, even going as far as cutting and scraping himself to make it look all authentic. Well, he finally confessed to the fake mugging and spent the night in jail. Spearing said he didn't want his wife to be angry for not seeing the Oprah show. We've got some pictures, by the way, of Oprah's extravaganza at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
There's a town in Ireland called Moneygall. It's pretty far off beaten path. The president's going to visit next week, though, and things might change.
You know, it will be all, the gold will be left out. It will be all money, 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 money.
I'm Kai Ruzdahl, putting Moneygall on the map and the day's business news, the numbers from Wall Street, all of that jazz. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.